morning. Is anybody on this morning?
I'm here. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, both ladies. How are you?
I'm fine. Who else is on?
Jesse?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good.
Anything new to report, Betty?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing at all. I think nothing is happening until tomorrow with the testing.
Okay. That's the hardest part, waiting.
Yes. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I just heard something on TV about routine dental x-rays.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this a couple of years ago already. Every time I go to my dentist, don't you think you should have x-rays again? You spend so many years. And I think it was on Oz that I heard, why would you have x-rays just routinely? And this doctor just this morning said, no, do not. They are finding that it's definitely carcinogenic, and you should not have routine x-rays for no reason, and every 5 years for full mouth if you need.
Has arrived.
Yeah, quite a while ago with that. I did have...
Has arrived.
I was not questioning things.
You did have what? You were cut off.
I did have strays when I wasn't questioning things so much. You just go along with the routine.
Yeah, I have to sign a release every time now.
gee, I never had to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can understand how they've gotten into the routine of doing it. And certainly, why would they question that maybe it's not good? It's probably a good moneymaker.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. I have a question for you, Nancy.
Okay.
And reading, and just kind of lightly, I'm not reading, but just going through the food section of the paper this morning, they have an Ohio festival that offers taste of pawpaws.
Pawpaws?
I don't know what pawpaws are, and so I wondered if you had ever tasted them.
That is so funny. I believe, Marty's from West Virginia, and many years ago already, when we were down there, a friend of his had, I think, two pawpaw trees that we dragged home. I think they might have even been on the trunk of the top of the car. I don't remember. And he planted them here, and of course they didn't survive because it was too cold. Smart. Did you ever taste pawpaw? Really? Because Betty's reading in her newspaper something about a festival in Ohio someplace where they are having samples of pawpaw. It only grows in southern climates, he said.
Couldn't get it to grow in Ohio.
Right, I remember it wouldn't grow here. Go ahead, Betty, what?
Ohio.
What'd you say, Betty?
I didn't say anything, but it's in Albany, Ohio.
Albany? That's by Columbus?
Yeah.
By Columbus.
Yeah, they didn't even say that. They just said it's near Athens.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's even further.
Yeah, it's in Columbus and Athens. Athens is definitely southern Ohio.
That's where Ohio U is. By Marietta.
Yeah, that's southern Ohio.
Not far from Marietta. Okay. Yeah, that's southern Ohio. They will grow down there. It's too cold up there. He said there's just... So you've never tasted what they produce?
Oh, it's a fruit, maybe like a peach. I'm not sure.
He said it's a fruit, maybe like a peach, but he's not sure.
Ah.
If you're lucky to still get the Tuesday newspaper. They don't do that up here. And then some of the stuff that was in the Tuesday, I don't know what they did with it. I think you can get it online, but I don't know. That was my favorite day of the week, the one that Jamie did for me. So,
yeah.
That's interesting when you said pawpaw.
Yeah.
I had never heard of it before either. Surprise, surprise. He was so excited when he got these to bring home.
Does anybody want a recipe for homemade soft scrub?
Sure.
It's just two ingredients. Just put some baking... Pardon?
Right.
Okay, you just put some baking soda in a little dish or whatever, a small thing, and then enough dish soap to make it a runny paste. And that's it.
Wow.
Works great.
So do you have to make it each time, or can you make it and put it in a jar or a bottle or something?
No, you can make it and put it in a jar.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, it sounds good. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Morning, Anita.
As an FYI, I spoke to my cousin last night in Hawaii. The one who was the beekeeper and made honey.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, he, soon after I had read the article on the bees up here, that someone had, was it you who sent that or Jeannie who sent, no, you sent the bees, right?
I don't remember.
Somebody sent an article on bees, and I sent it out, how they're being killed by the plants that even Lowe's and Home Depot are selling that they think are supposedly attracting bees, and because of pesticides that are in the plant already, whether they know it or not, it's killing the bees. And I, you know, with him with his bees with the honey, and he is getting involved in a group in Hawaii he's on the Big Island, about GMOs. He said, I'm not sure how far I'm going to take it. He said, I've been involved with, you know, this before. But, he wanted to know, he asked me a question, I don't remember what. He said, boy, you know more than the average person. I said, yeah. But, yeah. You
wow.
mentioned Monsanto. I said, when I hear that word, my blood starts to boil. And the thing that they're trying to do there, or maybe it was in general, I don't remember if he delineated, it's just in Hawaii, is to have both live compatibly with each other. And I said, I honestly don't know if that can happen because they want to take over and, you know, not have the small farmer doing his thing naturally.
They want to be the main supplier of food.
Correct.
Whether, yeah, that's a thing.
Whether it's good or bad for us.
Yeah.
I said, other countries have, you know, banned all this crap, but... leave it to. Oh, well, we have so many other things to deal with, like starting another war. Don't get me started. Okay, gotta go. I'm gonna listen now.
I was gonna say there was a farmer down that was in Hawaii, too, that had grown. I was trying to think what fruit it was. I was thinking it was mangoes that had an organic orchard, and there was enough stuff coming in from other places that his trees no longer test GMO-free for some reason.
Oh, wow.
So he had to destroy the whole orchard. And lost his crop and livelihood until he can grow new ones. And he wasn't even sure if they could get the ground clean enough that they could be certified organic anymore.
That's just disgusting.
Well, if
yeah,
you think
it
about it, though, haven't you ever in your garden, whether it's a vegetable garden or any kind of a garden, all of a sudden have something grow from wherever that you didn't plant?
Oh, absolutely.
So what prevents something invading an organic plot? Just, you know, did a bird drop the seed from a GMO
other crop. Yeah, I've thought about that before, too, how almost impossible it is.
I know.
Even though you do everything that's supposed to be done as far as keeping organic, it's nigh on the impossible to guarantee that.
When you think about it, yes, our cars are running cleaner than ever in most states, but there's still exhaust coming out. Our planes are flying overhead. What's coming out of them? You try to do the best you can.
No, they're intentionally dumping stuff.
Probably.
Not probably, they are.
Yeah.
Listen to these guys that have studied that. They can spot it. And they know
I remember
exactly
Richard and I talked to the bees. It's got to be 4 or 5 years ago already. You know, that his concern, and he was the one that told me then that if we lose our bee population, you lose your population because bees are pertinent to our food.
That's right. All over the world.
Exactly.
Yep.
So when I brought up bees to him yesterday, I'm sure I wasn't telling him anything he didn't know.
I'm sure Jeannie is en route, or else she's back there setting up or whatever they're doing at the big fair that she does, that her and Rick do on the East Coast. So that's why we don't have Jeannie this morning. We're getting ready to pull out as quickly as I can get ready to do it. Which I went to bed last night. Quit. So, okay.
Oh, you were talking. I'm sorry, you were talking about attendance at the Oregon State Fair being down, and I didn't notice it at our Kansas one on Monday. That's 3-day, and so at least if you've got the local Dillon's card, which is our grocery store here. But yesterday we were there again, and I could definitely tell that there weren't as many people there yesterday as usual on Wednesday. Of course, it was hot both days, very hot, so that might have contributed some, but I don't think it contributed to everything. So,
yeah, I wonder if they have some of the same things that Jeannie markets here. You should look for some of them.
Probably. I did look for the little juice things that you were talking about, and I didn't find that there. But there was a new little kitchen gadget store in there. I mean, they've got two local stores, one in Wichita and one in Hutch, that I want to go look in their store and see if they maybe have it there. It's called Kitchen Strings. No, Apron Strings, it's called. So.
This last time was demoing the grip sticks, and they're like a long straw, but they're bigger, and they have a little piece of plastic in the center with a little nub on it. It looks like something you want to open. And what they do is they seal your bags. I think I talked about them before on the call.
They had several booths of those.
Oh,
I didn't.
The grip sticks?
Yeah, I didn't stop and look at them, but.
Oh, I've gotten used to them now, and I'm grabbing them for everything, so I'm glad I picked up two extra packages of them, because Danny said to me today, I said, I need some sandwich bags, and I don't want the ones with the fold tops, I want the ones that with the little, zipper on them. Not the zipper, but just the zip lock, and, he says, well, why don't you use those nifty things you got from Jeannie? I says, you know how many I'd need if I put them on every sandwich bag that I've got something in the house? Just to keep it separated, whether it's rubber bands or whether it's, you know, two different sizes of rubber bands or what it is. And he looked at me and he goes, I don't believe it. I says, well, you better. Or the drawers would be a lot bigger mess than what some of them are. And when it comes to going someplace, my gosh.
Anyway, he thinks that I don't use sandwich bags, but, you know, this is a guy thing, so.
Well, they had some kind of lids there, too, and I didn't stop and look at those either, really, but they were a super stretchy plastic lid of some kind.
Oh, I got, yes, they had a boot, that was one of Jeannie and Rick's booths also. They had an agent that was working that one for him, an older guy. And, older guy, yeah, right. So anyway, he was doing a lot of complaining about a lot of things, he said. But anyway, yeah, I picked up two packages of those because, those are really good. Sometimes those, even the, glass dishes that you get that have the covers, what are they? They're not Rubbermaid, I can't, oh, Pirates, that have their own, plastic type covers. They don't stretch, but they just snap over them.
Yeah.
The covers end up disappearing. And so you don't have anything to cover those with, and those have a great shape for, you know, taking places. You can actually do a seal, a watertight seal on it where you can turn the bowl upside down if it's the right size bowl, and it'll stay tight. In other words, you can burp it just like you would a Tupperware thing. So those are pretty cool, too.
These things, you know, they had covering watermelon halves and all kind of things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can put it right over the watermelon. You don't even need to have it in a bowl. So something that would, you know, leak out the top if it tipped over or whatever. Yeah. I forgot about that. That shows it on the picture even. So, yeah, we're set. Joanne?
Yep.
I'm going to leave the machine together so I can run you some wheatgrass when you get out here because I got a whole tray of it.
Oh.
Nobody's going to use up all that we've got set in here, so.
Okay.
You can have a big shot of that. That'll help both of us out. I might do a second one. I did a good recipe, but it's too long to give you guys. It was, in fact, I forgot three of the ingredients. Denny says, oh, that wasn't the greatest. And I said, oh, I forgot two of the most important ingredients. I forgot the diced tomatoes, the currants, and the nuts in it. And I said, oh, my gosh. So I've got a big batch of it to take with us. And then I sent it out to two people.
Linda Morse
has arrived.
Another one today for a sample. I haven't given Wendy anything for samples of food for quite a while here, so. And Denny said he thinks she's off the wagon. He said, I think she's not following what she was doing when you were giving her the wheatgrass, honey. That's by judging by looks, he said. So, anyway. I always feel bad when people don't stick with what they're doing. Get tempted. Anybody started watching Oz's new program?
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, my God, yes. I thought it was porno, almost.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't overly excited. I only heard part of it, but because I was running up and down and in and out and everywhere else. But I thought, man, Kenny, you, the two of them I heard a little bit of. I went ahead and taped them anyway. It's probably just the part I heard, so.
It was hard to wait. It was hard to look at it. I was embarrassed to look at it.
I didn't see any of it. So.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat.
I did not watch yesterday, but I watched 2 days before. I think he's become exceedingly commercial this season.
There's a female here. There's a female on. It used to be the Ricky Lake show. And that's gone, and there's some other female that is on, she's on Sex and something else. I can't remember the title of it. I thought, how tacky is this? And then she was, I mean, I heard a bit of it, and she was saying, okay, these are the positions you need to get into. And I'm going, well, this is getting tacky.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, he's not trying to compete with her, surely.
Well, they moved him up an hour earlier, so now he's on opposite the doctors.
Oh,
so anyway.
His time hasn't changed here, but on the primary show, and I don't know, I didn't go looking to see if he's on another time, because a year ago, not just this last year, but a year before that, there were two times that he was on locally here.
Well,
on
second-
a,
He was out here at 4 in the afternoon for his main one, and then a repeat from the week before at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now the 10 o'clock has changed to like 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's the day before. It's not the week before. I liked it with the week before in case there was a reason, like if a storm came and they were just having all this weather stuff on, I could go back and record again. But now it's the day before, so if I don't watch it on the day of, I'm SOL.
Yeah.
And they changed the doctors from 3 to 2 in the afternoon. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me since I record it and watch it that way anyway.
Yeah.
So
I didn't
know what
all the doctors. I didn't look and see when the doctors were on, but Oz is on at the same time, but they totally discontinued last year. They totally discontinued his second time that he was on. I didn't find it anyplace else, neither did anyone else, so I'm pretty sure it wasn't on.
For some reason,
I've got it. Oh, sorry?
I would just say it started recording both shows. I don't know why.
Mine did that for a while, come to think of it. I don't know what it was doing.
Built in memory.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, guys, I've got to run. And I know Joanne does, too. Got things she's trying to do before.
I'm already running.
Before we meet up. Yeah, I am, too. I'm just pacing, though. I'm trying to think what I need to do next here. Brain's a little foggy yet. I gotta get the rest of my drinks down here. So anyway, I'm gonna say goodbye. And, you guys, tomorrow, I don't know what is coming off in the morning. If I can be on, I will be on. And, I will take that recipe with me. So if I can, I can. If I can't, you'll know why. Okay?
Alright.
Yep. Alrighty, you guys have a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to having some new thoughts and new ideas after this weekend, because I know that it's going to be a great one. So,
well, I'm out the first 3 days of next week, because we're going to our church camp for work and play camp, mostly work, but anyway.
Work and play, well, it's still fun. It's a change of scenery, isn't it?
It is, and I'll get a lot of things done for the camp, so.
Oh, and I tried to get that one out on the benefits of the red palm oil, and I fell asleep on the paperwork last night because I've got it double copied a whole bunch of stuff. It wouldn't let me send it just the way it was, and so and it didn't copy very well. And so, anyways, I don't know a couple tricks to do that stuff to make it come out perfect the first time. So I've got to go through and take out sections and insert other sections. Wherever it changed the page, the bottom of it and the top of the next one was screwed up. So, anyway, I'll try and get it done before I leave if I can. So,
where are you going, Char?
We're actually going to Spokane. We're meeting up with Liz and Andy Coker from, or Liz Coker and Andy. He goes, Andy Hamilton? No, can't remember. Close to that. Anyway, from Austin, Texas, they're driving up, and then they are going to follow us, and we just had a change of plans. They really want to go to Crater Lake because they've never been there, and so we're going to cut off coming back, and Joanne's going to go with us on the whole trip. We're going to go to Crater Lake, and then we're going to go to Spokane's about 5 hours from here at a good clip. We might take a little longer because we're going to have to do potty breaks. And then we're going, okay, to Crater Lake, which is Central Oregon, Southern Central Oregon, kind of. And then we're going, or two-thirds of the way down, Central Oregon. Anyway, and then we're going down to the beach house for 3 days, and then back. And then we've got one night, and we fly out to Dallas, Texas, and then on down to Austin. We're going to surprise our grandson in Dallas. So we've got all the way through to the 29th of this month, and we'll be home one night only.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little crazy, to say the least, but that's the way the dates fell, to put everything together. So, like, you don't want to come home and start all over again when you're that tight. So, anyway, we come home just to fly out and get the vehicles back here is all.
Hmm.
and being Jan Holt. So anyway,
well, have safe travels.
I'm looking, huh?
I said have safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we'll talk to you on the road.
Have a good time. Safe travels.
Get on.
Yes, sure. Bye. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.